This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to generalize here just a tad as we get going by pointing out that in economic news, as in life, you got your bright, shiny objects that get all the attention, and you got your worker bees just grinding things out. Our bright, shiny object right now, as you might imagine, is the stock market, about which, enough said, the bond market here is the worker bee. No muss, no fuss, just doing things the way they ought to be done. We start here because for the first time since last March, the yield, that is the interest rate on the government's 10-year Treasury note, topped 2.5% today. It is still relatively low, quite low even, big picture. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, it is up. And therein, in that yield, lie some economic tea leaves.
Investors right now are demanding that they get higher returns on long-term loans to Uncle Sam. They are refusing to buy 10-year bonds unless the yield goes up.
Long-term Treasury yields generally have increased very dramatically, basically since the late summer months.
Richard DeKayser is corporate economist with Wells Fargo & Company. The question is, why are investors recently requiring higher payoffs for 10-year bonds?
I think if we're looking for a culprit, the most obvious one is the tax legislation just passed a couple of weeks ago.
The tax legislation is going to put the federal government at least $1 trillion more in debt, which means the government, over the next 10 years, is going to have to borrow at least $1 trillion more than it already does.
To attract those funds, they'll have to pay up, and the way that happens in the bond market is with higher interest rates.
Investors know the government is going to be hard-pressed to pay more later. So for bonds that extend several years into the future, they're demanding more now. Now, when bonds get cheaper and the payoff rises, which is happening now, this can start to scare stock market investors just a little.
Do I want to have as much in stocks, or should I put a little bit in these higher-yielding bonds now?
Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist at Luthold Group.
And if you start to get enough people doing that, it's going to bring selling pressure to bear in the stock market.
The other thing about bond market yields and interest rates is that after a while, they start to push up other interest rates in the economy.
The three-year highs for treasuries are going to probably lead to eventually, if they hold, to three-year highs for mortgage yields.
Paulson says we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves here. We aren't anywhere near a high interest rate economy. But if the bond market is a crystal ball, which oftentimes it is, well, it's showing higher rates down the road. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.